Don't worry. So it's production line time. I'm literally getting people coming from the party, jumping in here. People keep knocking on the door and throwing me different kinds of people. Now, about 24 hours ago, we had a conversation in the office about a thing called 50 Grove. And the first time I heard the name, I thought it sounds like something out of Sesame Street. And then we started talking about it, and it was actually a really, really good idea. And it was about connecting people who could do video work for clients and working out the price range and why a piece of video should be that amount of money. Now, I'm sitting with the developer of that. And he's sitting there going, I don't know why I'm doing this. I was drinking 10 seconds ago, and I was fine, and now I'm doing this. Hello, mate.
All right.
How are you?
Good.
So tell people who you are.
Okay. Well, I'm Mark Bates. I'm the developer of, I guess, 50 Grove Street.
Okay.
Wistia hired me to build this kind of cool little product for them.
And why did they hire you?
Why did they hire me?
Yeah.
Besides the fact I'm totally awesome.
Good answer.
Winning personality.
I'll get your card after that. No, but how did they? No, seriously. But how did they find you?
I met Ben back in July. I was looking for a new position, and they were hiring, and we met, and really cool guy, and I just decided that working full-time wasn't for me.
Sweet.
But we kept hanging out, kept drinking.
Right.
So several times since right. then.
So I need your background, and I need your last three projects that you worked on that were awesome.
Oh, jeez. My background and my... I've got a degree in music.
Wow.
That's probably the most interesting, one of the
it
most
is.
Interesting things about
it
me.
It is.
And you'll actually appreciate this. I got it actually in England.
Sweet.
There you go, yeah.
Do you have particular instruments or what?
Yeah, I sing and play guitar.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I went to school in Liverpool for 3 years. That's kind of where I came from. And to help pay my way back in 96,
so right.
dating myself a little bit here,
right.
I taught myself HTML and
sweet.
With that. So I did a lot of sites for local bands in Liverpool and stuff like that, and then the school ended up paying me to do it. And when I came back in 99, there was a big .com boom. If you could spell HTML,
then you were done.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly. If you could spell HTML,
you know how to
you're
a looking computer?
At. Yeah, exactly. You're looking at 30 or 40 grand at start. You know, right. like,
yeah. We don't know what this keyboard's for.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
like you're in.
So, I walked up to play for Liverpool and I had, three job offers or something.
Wow. Like that, so you must be good. So what are you coding now?
Ruby.
Okay. Ruby. So how long have you been doing Ruby?
About 5 years now, so okay. a lot longer than most.
Okay. And what sort of add-ons do you use? Do you use Passenger or anything like that? What do you use?
No, I typically deploy to Heroku.
Heroku? High five! I mean, to be honest,
it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I got a friend of mine is like, he is, he calls himself a code poet.
Code poet? Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, not in a bad way. No, seriously, coding and development has totally changed.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
has totally changed. So I need your card after this interview, because if you're as awesome as you say you are, then there's so many things that we need to develop. We need to find out what the price bracket is, and we need to just make it. Because cool. I have loads of systems that that I have in flux that yeah. need to go to a multi-threaded environment, and so you're the man to do it. Right, 50 Grove.
Okay,
so
50 Grove, yes.
What is 50 Grove to you? Because I've just explained it to what they told me it was. Mm-hmm. Was I close or not?
Yeah, totally. Matter of fact, you were saying that I'm like, shit, now I don't know what I'm going to talk about. So basically the idea of 50 Grove is it's a little portfolio site for videographers. So they can go and they can upload up to 4 videos, a little description about the video, what kind of video it is, and how much that particular video would cost to make.
Right.
So I'm going to upload a video and say this is a corporate training video, let's say, and this typically would cost $5,000, and here's a description about it or about how I would make this or how long it would take or whatever you kind of want to put in there. And then people looking for these videos, or for videographers, would come to 50 Grove and say, okay, I'm looking for people who do, corporate training videos. My budget's, $5,000 and up. And then here's a list of people who do that, and I can watch.
Sort of whatever.
Yeah, I can check out their videos that they do, see their work, get their contact information.
Nice. Usual stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So give me a bit of background about you. So do you just develop it, or do you do the UI? What else do you do?
No, I don't do any. I don't do any design work.
So you're just all back end.
All back end. Yeah, yeah. It's typically a bad thing to get me in Photoshop.
Right. Okay.
It's bad for you. Okay. It's bad for me.
It's like blinking text in Starfield.
Oh yeah. Yeah. All exactly.
Right.
It's
okay.
Scrolling marquees. It's the whole nine yards.
I'm set. I'm done.
It's yeah. It's pretty awful.
So how
it's
far,
like MySpace.
So how far are we? How far? Yeah. Shit. Is that not dead yet?
No. It's
I
still.
Mean, I don't care. It's like the fifth biggest country. I just want it to die.
Yeah. It's still alive.
Like, surely they must though it's rubbish.
Apps I design look like MySpace.
Right, okay.
So
how far along are you with 50 Grove?
We're almost done. We're almost done. Brendan the design, I've implemented the UI on top of it. So yeah. Taking his design, thankfully, and coded that. We had a meeting today to go over kind of what's there and the little list of things that still kind of need to be implemented or things that are nice to have now. So we're almost in the nice to have.
Sweet.
And we're probably looking at another 15 hours and we're done.
Okay.
So it should probably be done by the beginning of next week.
That's maybe, awesome. Maybe, so how long have you spent? Next week. How long have you spent on it?
Total I've spent about 68 hours.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty rapid turnaround. Yes. So you must have had a pretty decent rule set to start with.
No, not really. I didn't really have much to...
So you really are awesome. You're just like, yeah, I see how this works, and you visualized it, and you just kind of...
Pretty much, yeah.
I love that.
Dude. And I run into some snags along the way, but it's...
But you sort of, I mean, it's pretty awesome, right?
So like, yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah. You know, of course, the API is pretty sweet, too. So, right. I mean, it right. helps to have a good...
Yeah.
This whole thing is based on the API.
Right. So, I mean, at the end of the day, as long as the classes are in place, you just query them and off you go.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Okay, so 50 Grove, I'm quite excited about seeing that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
My final question, if you had a signature awesome project, because you must have, every coder, every designer, every developer, every, you know, dabbler has an idea that keep on sort of in the back of their minds that they want to do.
Right.
What would that be?
I've got a few of those and I'm not at liberty to discuss,
all right.
discuss them.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of any of the companies I worked for in the past. None of them have excelled in any way, shape, or form.
Fair enough.
So I wouldn't count any of those. The thing I'm probably most proud of, for my professional career, is I wrote a book a couple of years ago.
Nice.
And that was probably the most.
What was the title?
Distributed Programming with Ruby.
Okay, so it's different from the title of the book that I'm writing. It's called If Life's a Bunch of Cherries, Who's Eating Mine?
Right.
That's the name of the title.
Interesting.
Yeah, I haven't really thought.
I thought there'd been something with pits in there, but.
Okay. I see where you're going with that. Dude, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Great to meet you.